In 2 Samuel, in chapter 10, we read about an occasion when David's actions were misunderstood. He sent official mourners to sympathize with Hanunu over the death of his father. It was mistakenly taken as a spying expedition rather than what it was, a genuine show of friendship. There could have been a good reason for the misunderstanding. David had been ruthless with the Moabites, and they had looked after his family before. The Ammonites were the neighbours to David while he was ruling from Hebron. They had obviously been supportive of him during the past. He was seeking to keep a similar relationship continuing, but they had seen another side of David. It's important how we approach others. Sometimes, when we are from different cultures, misunderstandings can occur. A bank illustrated it in a television advertisement. An Englishman was entertained by his Chinese hosts to a meal. Although it wasn't to his taste, he ate all. They promptly brought out more and then more, which he felt he had to eat. In England, it is polite to eat the whole plate of food to show you enjoyed it. In China, you always leave a little on the plate to show that they have provided you with more than enough. He was being polite as far as his culture was concerned, but not as far as Chinese culture. The relationship between the Jewish and Gentile Christians became a problem in the early church. The difficulty was solved by the Gentiles providing meat killed in a kosher fashion, with one or two additional matters also dealt with. From the north to the south of Britain, there are many sayings that the non-locals do not understand. It is the same with people on the continent and our Atlantic cousins. It has caused serious communication problems when allies have been fighting alongside one another in a war. Could David have dealt with it in a more delicate way? All of us have asked questions like that when there has been a communication breakdown between friends. A seemingly friendly approach by another must always be taken as such, even if we have reservations about their true intention. We can be wrong at times in keeping our guard up when a person that has previously let us down attempts to heal the breach. Any approach we make to others must be made with consideration of how they are likely to receive it. When individuals have been bereaved, there can be considerable differences in how they cope with their grief. Some wish to be alone, others desire company. A gentle phone call can often solve the problem. Do they want to talk, or are they a little brusque? No blame can be attached to David. It would seem he was genuine, though he might have been good if he had sent one or more of his sons. The behaviour of the Ammonites was over the top. Diplomacy was obviously not their strong point. Paul put it plainly to the Roman church: if it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all, he said in Romans 12. Sooner be misunderstood than misunderstand. The Lord bless you today in your understandings. Amen.